Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help you move forward. That's what Avanti means in Italian, move forward. And that's what we do. And the way I help you guys move forward is I interview the Rochester area's greatest achievers, business owners, leaders, movers and shakers. And today I have a great one. I have a fine gentleman. His name is Leo Linder, and his company is called Emerge. And so, Leo, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Really appreciate it. I'm here at your office, which is a beautiful office building. Is this Penfield or Brighton? What is this?
Mostly Brighton, but actually a tip of our driveway is in Penfield.
So okay.
We get to pay taxes to both,
and oh,
we're
you?
Happy about it.
Homage. You can play homage to both.
Absolutely.
Yep. So you're right off Linden Avenue. Instead of making your right into the big office complex of Linden Oaks, what do they call that?
Yep.
Make a left. And it's a really cool building. I feel a little bit like I'm in, you know, maybe like a Northern California mini Google looking office, you know. Very hip, very cool. You said you just renovated it. So congratulations. You got a beautiful view. And I want to also say congratulations on being a Rochester Top 100 company.
Thank you very much.
3 years in a row, right?
Yeah, we're very, very proud of that fact. The first 3 years that we've been eligible, our first year we were sixth, second year 10th, and third year 5th. So you
slacked that second year. You went to 10, right?
Yeah.
So, Leo, I'm going to read your bio. You have a great bio here, so our listeners can get to know more about you. And then we'll dig in behind the green curtain. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. So I'm here with Leo Linder, and he is the CEO of Emerge. And he is responsible for the overall health, culture, and vision of the organization that serves a global clientele that spans from the Fortune 50 to innovative startups in 12 countries. Leo lives for the relationships, the rewards, and challenges of being a thought leader, leading entrepreneur, development, and consultant that has founded and managed several successful high-tech marketing and consulting practices. Leo started his first company when he was only 15, providing PC and networking services to professionals. Leaping forward into the dot-com era, Leo serviced the market by providing advisory and digital development services to key clients, such as the Department of Defense, Ogilvy Public Relations, and Dell. Leo's journey also included earning a bachelor's in computer information technology from DeVry University and a minor in management from Wright College. As the internet and technology evolved, Leo co-founded ETG to offer early adopters of direct digital marketing, such as AT&T and Pernod Ricard, behavioral-based programs for better customer retention and growing their share of the customer spend. In 2012, Leo founded Emerge as a managed service and talent solutions company that provides the people and the programs for their clients to transform, grow, and run their business. Emerge's practices include sales, marketing, data analytics, customer experience, and IT. Emerge has been on the Rochester Top 100 Fastest Growing Businesses for the past 3 years and has been recognized as one of New York State's best places to work. Leo is dedicated to his wife and his two children, and has been committed to serving to the Bavona Child Advocacy Center since 2011. Leo, great bio. I love that you put your family in there. A lot of business people will forget that on their bio. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, most of us are trying to be well-rounded entrepreneur that ultimately will benefit our family, right?
Absolutely. If I get it right at home, then I've got a shot at getting it right at work.
You know, so I want to dig into that quickly before we learn a little about your business. I am all about the wellness of the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You see so many business, you know, quote unquote, successful business people that they are successful in business, but there's, I think, at least two other huge aspects to being a successful entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Number one is being a healthy entrepreneur. Sometimes I see somebody, a really rich, successful guy, but holy cow, is he going to die tomorrow of a heart attack? You're not looking too healthy, buddy, you know? And then the other one is, you know, listen, you know, four divorces, kids don't want to talk to them. And for me, that's sad. And probably my worst nightmare is that I'm so successful in business, but I failed in that area of my life. So So kudos to you. I mean, I'm looking at you now. You're looking fit, skinny. I'm guessing it's not all genes, that you actually have some instigative practices to your health as well, and obviously the family. So congratulations on what appears to be a very well-rounded entrepreneur.
Thank you very much. I am very lucky because my wife, Barb, son Everest, and daughter McKinley, they're quite adventurous. They always put up with me when I come up with some crazy idea to go do something that's generally unsafe and, and you know,
like
not in the norm.
Give us an example. Like Everest, climbing Mount Everest? I mean, is that where these kids' names are pretty
I do have a bit of a climbing background, but just vacationing outside the norm and just enjoying the Adirondacks, where my wife is from. She's a native from Inlet, New York. You know, I'm from Chicago. That's where we met and had a fantastic trip as we had both of our children, lived in the Adirondacks for a couple of years, and then found our way to Rochester. And through that entire journey, Barb has just been a fantastic, supportive person, wife, and our kids have just been an active part of our business, you know, in supporting me. You know, when you have holiday parties and your kids are putting people's coats in the closet and just being an active part of, you know, what you feel to be, you know, a successful business, it kind of completes the picture, because if you have that foundational stone at home, it's something that I can continually go back to and be supported
That's
by.
Great. How old are your kids?
14 and 15, almost 16.
Okay,
so.
And is it she or he? Is it almost 16?
Yeah, so my son Everest is almost 16. He'll be 16 on 1-1. So we got to know, start getting another car ready.
Right.
Added to the fleet.
Yeah.
So.
That's scary. My oldest is 14, and I'm kind of dreading those years, but God bless you. So, So let's dive into the business. So I know enough about Emerge to be dangerous, but I would rather have you give me the behind the curtain view of what you guys do here.
Sure. Our main mission is to help our clients grow. Whether it's a big company, an enterprise company that are looking for their entrepreneurs, people inside their big organizations to help grow it and bring innovation and new ideas into the mix, or that mid-market or SMB startup that has an innovative product, perhaps in the healthcare space, that can't get that device around, you know, the red tape and all the hurdles of getting that product into market, we can actually help them with that. And we do it in two ways. Number one is through a service, so they can outsource that growth or that sales function to us. Or two, we can build them a team of people to do it inside their organization.
Okay. So is it safe to say, like, you're a modern day staffing firm on steroids?
Absolutely. So if you crossed a consulting company with a sort of a traditional BPO or a business services company and a staffing company, that's really what we are. We modeled our business off of the IT managed services concept. So a managed service is essentially expecting the result of talent or labor, right?
Yeah.
So for those in the IT industry, it's not a new concept to purchase, you know, your service, your IT infrastructure from the cloud. So we're sort of like a talent cloud where our clients can draw on us for business services, meaning, hey, we need to spin up a new sales team for a new product because our current sales team is completely engaged and focused on our current offering. So what we can do is provide that sales team to them at one of our facilities or at theirs, and we can manage it on their behalf. And there's different layers to it. So we can manage the person, we can manage the program, or we can completely have it outsourced to us. So it's that sort of business flexibility that we offer our customers that allow them to run their business and their culture in a way that fits and is contributory to their success.
That's great. Hey, Leo, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back to dig even deeper.
Sounds great.
All right.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7848 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7848. That's 800-261-7848. 800-261-7848. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-217-1052. 800-217-1052.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side. 1310 WOKR.
Hi, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm here with Leo Linder, the CEO, founder, and we'll say vision, chief vision officer of Emerge, a great company here in Rochester that just was named the Rochester Top 100. And they have a very cool motto, and I think it's on the cusp of a huge trend that probably is already splashing us in a big, big way. But outsourcing teams, outsourcing employees and teams, whether it comes to sales, marketing, many other, Leah, we were talking when I first got here that, so when I had my previous company, Next Step, I had about 18 employees, and they were editors and writers and salespeople and, webmaster, all that stuff, right? And then what I've done now with this new company, which really is a media company for entrepreneurs between my radio show, magazine, and my event, is now I outsource everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I have contractors, freelancers, and I work with a company that does all the heavy lifting for my magazine. So it's kind of like Done For You magazine. I have a company that does my podcast for me. So I do the interview, and they take care of everything else. Mm-hmm. With this radio show, I record it, and then I send it to the radio show, and they do everything else. So yeah. I just get to do what I'm the best at. Like, I like to show up, and I like to host, yeah. and I like to sell. If I'm not doing one of those things, I normally am... I'll just say it. I'm sucking. So I mm-hmm. should not be doing any of those things. So it seems like what your company does, it allows the company or the people, the person to do what they do best. And you could focus on filling all the other pieces of the pie. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. Yeah. And I think what's important for us to do that with quality, culture, and consistency, mm-hmm. Because what happens is, we talk about being an extension of our client's enterprise. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that we understand and embed ourselves into their company in a way that's complementary to their culture, number one. And number two, we have to make sure, because we touch a lot of our customers' clients, and that lends itself to our quality statement. So if we're going to touch our customers' clients, we have to make sure that we're doing it with the same value system and the same tone and voice and all the brand attributes and cultural attributes that they teach in their companies. We have to make sure we adopt that, yeah. because we want to make sure that we are a quality alternative and not just an outsourced part, another outsourced partner.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity and from my viewpoint, challenge, because you're dealing with clients all over the country, right? Or the world.
Absolutely. So. We've been lucky enough to be able to have our customers work with us on a global scale. They've introduced us into some markets, and we've introduced them into some as well. And it's been an exciting journey to be able to grow our business throughout Asia. And it's surprising how similar those markets are. I'll point to Japan. Right, it's a very similar market with an aging workforce, and a lot of the same cultural challenges that we have here in the States are evident in their business culture. And so we've been able to adapt quite well and bring our service offering there and be quite successful.
So you're here in Rochester. How many, if you were to say percentage-wise, what is your percentage of business in Rochester as opposed to overall business around the world?
It's less than 5% right now.
Wow.
And what we've done by building this facility is communicate and signal to Rochester how committed we are to being here. So we moved our global headquarters here to Rochester.
Yeah.
We're building a customer engagement center, and it's already operational in building one. And, as we look out the window, you can see building two, which will come online in the spring. And what that'll allow us to do is have about 100 people in the Rochester area.
Wow.
By the end of next year. And I think that's the foundational element. It's our proof source.
Well, first of all, I think that's wonderful, that because Rochester, although it is my favorite community, I think any smart business person is saying, okay, how can I not make my business dependent just on Rochester, right? So, riding the roller coaster of business is tough enough on its own, let alone just relying on one city's environment at that time. So really smart of you to say, okay, 95% of my business is not here. I can live in this beautiful community, raise my beautiful family, and I have a great lifestyle, but I'm not completely dependent on just Rochester, right? So,
Absolutely. But I think what's exciting for me is the more I've looked at the Rochester market, I see opportunity for us to grow with the businesses here in Rochester, both the old businesses that people would identify with, as well as the young, new, progressive startups.
Yeah.
And even the academic institutes in town have been quite supportive of our initiative, as have, the Rochester Chamber of Commerce. I know you had Mr. Duffy on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's been a fantastic supporter of ours.
Yeah.
And really the people, the workforce here is a very progressive thinking and very capable, and they map quite well to the needs of our customers. So that's why we're going to do everything we can to grow right here in Rochester and bring as many jobs as we can to this market.
Love that. Well, yeah, what's nice is so you can have clients all over the world, which mm-hmm. balances you, but at the same time, you can build a great workforce right here.
Absolutely.
And that's great. And so let's say, you're going to hire 100 people in the next year. What do you predict most of those people will be doing? What type of people will you be looking for?
People that can act as customer engagement associates. So, for instance, right here in this building, we represent about 15 different healthcare companies, medical device companies, different chemistry companies that are looking to grow their business. And mm-hmm. so what we do is we actually provide inside sales teams for those companies.
Oh, great.
So as we put together these growth teams, and it addresses every area of the customer lifecycle, so early lead gen, lead nurturing, full account management, direct sales, field sales, we provide the entire ecosystem as a service to our customers. We're going to be hiring people that are going to be customer facing, that can carry the message to market on behalf of our customers.
That's great. So that's really, you have to be a cutting edge sales department. Which means cutting edge from a process and in today's world, a technology perspective, right? Which is changing all the time.
Right.
A lot of people are using Salesforce or other CRMs, Microsoft CRM, other ones. And then a lot of people these days are using LinkedIn and LinkedIn Navigator, and there's a new plugin called Sales IQ. And mm-hmm. I was joking with a friend of mine. So my first sales job was in a radio station, selling radio ads back in 1991, fresh out of college, and got shepherded to my desk where there was the yellow pages, a phone, and a Rolodex. Those are my tools of the trade.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think we had a fax machine at the office, sure. but that was the technology. I think we had voicemail, maybe.
Right.
And
right.
And today, I think your average salesperson, and really your average person, will touch anywhere between 10 and 30 software programs a day,
sure.
between everything that we're using, including your email and Google, plus any specific programs to your business. And it's such a different world, right? And yeah. just to stay on top of it is exciting, but also overwhelming sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
It is, and that's why we call our operation a customer engagement center, because mm-hmm. it's not only integrated channels, meaning text message, chat, phone, email, social, every apparatus of social you can think of, including FaceTime now, right? It's great because when one of my kids want to get a hold of me, they FaceTime me. They wouldn't even know how to dial their mobile phone.
Right.
They would simply use one of the IP-enabled applications on their phone.
Yeah.
And I think that bringing that sort of progressive, those progressive channels to our clients is what's enabling them to be successful.
Yeah.
Because their customers in the market are going to want to buy from them over FaceTime. They're going to want to use video chat. And if they have to be enabled to do that. And so that's what's fun. We get to chase the technology a little bit and normalize it for our clients so that they can use it.
It's funny. So my kids are 14, 12, and 6. And my 14-year-old was trying to had a homework assignment with a, they're partnering on something for a project. And I said, have you touched base with this other kid? And he's like, well, I've texted him like 3 times and he hasn't got back to me. And I suggested, I said, well, have you called him? And he looked at me like completely like perplexed, like, what? Like that wasn't even a consideration. Like, call. Why would I call him? He hasn't answered my text. I'm shaking my head, right?
Absolutely. And the majority of our workforce is aging.
Yeah.
They grew up on the telephone. Right. So we have to be able to serve both segments, right? Essentially, our younger segment and older segment, and give the client the choice. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what modality do you want to use to reach our business? I think, my background many years ago started in direct marketing and really marketing tech and understanding the channel is a choice. Right. And so I think as we've, as a business services company, it's our job to make sure that we make those channels available. So that our clients, their customers, can communicate with us any way they choose.
Yeah. I grew up with really the 80s was my, I'll say, peaking generation and or peaking time period. And, the phone was on the wall and it had a cord and, you had to go over there and dial it. And, sure. the TV had 3 channels and you had to get up and change it. And I explained those concepts to my kids and they – once again, I had that like totally perplexed look at like, what are you talking about?
Makes sense.
And I have to tell you, sometimes on the weekends, I miss those days when like you were only reachable, by that phone on the wall. So, with the computer in our pocket, mm-hmm. it is hard. It's hard to let go a little bit. But, that's another instigative process, I guess, when it comes to employee wellness. Jim Rohn, one of my favorite business philosophers, says, wherever you are, be there. Mm-hmm. So when you're at work, be at work and don't let personal stuff interfere with work. And when you're at home, be at home. And this is the toughest one today, the third one. When you're on vacation, be on vacation. And that's the tough one. And so, maybe you go places that are not reachable by phone, which is probably a good
idea. Yeah, it is nice to get away. I do like to sneak off to different places, I like to ski tour and do a little backcountry here or there. So I found my way to some places like Iceland and Norway and some few places in Asia that have just been fantastic. And what is nice is that when you do get out of cell phone coverage, even in the Adirondacks, it's fantastic because much of the Adirondacks still is not covered by, by cell phone service. It's liberating, right?
Yeah.
It's no longer do I work for my phone. My phone gets to work for me.
Right.
So.
Yep. Good point. So wondering when it comes to wellness, I mean, you seem like you, really do a very good job at balancing, and it's what are some of your, I'll say, secret habits of success? Sure. Are there things that you do on a daily, weekly basis that put you in a really good place to be what appears to me right now a very calm, cool, confident leader that you know, that definitely that aura will spread to the whole organization, right? So what are some of the things that you do to stay your best? Some personal habits, I guess.
Sure. So I've been able to find some solace in, you know, in athletics. You know, I've done triathlon. I've done some other, you know, other things that, you know, may or may not be interesting to people. But regardless of the activity, I think the formula that's worked best for me, and it's taken me a few years to sort of understand this about myself, is that I need to live it, give it, and love it. And what that means is living it is going out and doing those things. Anytime there's a hesitation on doing something, or, you know, if I'm scared to, you know, step off a head wall when I'm skiing or something like that, mm-hmm. just do it, right? You got to live it. And then the part that was hard for me to understand was give it. I need to share those experiences. So, you know, there was a time in my life where I'd do things and I'd have a great time doing it and be, you know, some fantastic adventure, and I just didn't share it. So I think that's where giving it to other people has made a big difference for me. And then by giving it, it's allowed me to love it. And it wasn't a guilty pleasure. It wasn't just something that only I knew about. It was the process of giving it that allowed me to love what I did even more. And I think day to day, week to week in our organization, we have people that, you know, rely on athletics, art, music. And if there's one thing that makes our organization go, is that we have people that are living life to the fullest, regardless of whether it's athletics or art. And they're sharing it, right? They're giving it to other people in the organization. And that's what makes it real. And I think that's what creates, I think, some of the business context and if I can say, the love of culture, right? Because yeah. That, I think, is where humans get to do business with humans, regardless of whether it's a B2B or B2C product.
Yeah, that's great. Leo, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-414-1305 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1305. 1-800-414-1305. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1305.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh my, you might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanci Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm talking to Leo Linder today from Emerge. And I got to tell you, Emerge for me has, I just found a gem. I sadly to say, and maybe I'll take the blame of maybe I've been living in a cave the past couple of years. I had not really heard of you, and I should have. You've been a Rochester Top 100 company now for 3 years. Mutual friend Krista Gleason introduced us just now, or a couple of weeks ago. And I'm here, and I am. I feel like I just stumbled on a treasure here in Rochester. So congratulations. Beautiful office, beautiful business. You're doing some great, great things. So for those listeners just tuning in, once again, give us the quote-unquote elevator pitch of what you do.
Sure. Emerge is a growth company. We provide talent and managed services to our clients so that they can grow their base and solve some of their talent strategy challenges.
Great. So give us, so for I'll say just the layperson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give us, you know, an example of a company that, you know, that would need your services and how you would help them.
Sure. If a customer needs more sales, mm-hmm. we can sell for them on contract so they can outsource their sales to us, or we can build them a team of people, salespeople, marketing people, and other sales enablement people inside their organization for them. Okay. So you can think of it as a talent cloud.
Great. Talent cloud. I like that. Did you make that up?
Yeah, yes, it is one of the things that we go by. Yes.
I like that a lot. You have to trademark that.
Yeah, okay. In process. Yes.
That is great. And it could be not just sales, marketing. Mm.
Correct. Mm. So we look at it from the perspective of growth. Growth isn't just sales. It isn't just marketing. It just isn't analytics. It's sales operations. It's everything that has to do with the growth apparatus.
Yeah.
And growth cannot exist without change. So we have to make sure that we have a balanced, what we call transformational team that can help with the change management. And then once you grow, how are you running your business? So it's grow, transform, run. So we have very specific teams and modalities to deal with each phase of the business, because growth without being able to understand and manage those clients that you've worked so hard to acquire is simply going to be attrition or churn.
Exactly. I love it. Change is the only constant.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm still liking your talent cloud. That's a great way to describe your company. And I think it's so pertinent. I see so many companies, and even the millennials, they like to be on the other side of what you're doing as far as providing the contract work, providing the talent work. It's just the big company culture of having all these people and all these departments is, I think it's eroding. I think a lot of companies are looking to say, all right, how can we have less people, less payroll, less bureaucracy, and how can we outsource, contract, freelance, everything else? And a lot of times you end up getting more expertise in those areas because that's all they do. And they're, you know, they're like you guys are focused at being at the top of that game. So instead of the company having to manage all these processes and staying on top of all these, you know, different categories of business, they can say, all right, well, I'm going to do what I do best, but when it comes to sales, Emerge is my partner, or marketing, whatever else you
do.
And I know and I feel comfortable that, darn it, they are on the cutting edge. They're always seeing what's next, technology, process, people. And so, check, that department is done, right? I mean, that's comfort, right? That's comfort for the business owner.
Absolutely. Quite often what we'll see is there's an innovator in an organization, and they've got a great vision. But where the challenge usually comes in innovation is on the execution side, right? So the innovator in a company can say, okay, I need about 15 people to innovate and run this program, right? To see the vision, to materialize the greatness that we all see in this vision, right? But they can spend the next 6 months or a year getting that team together, right? Where we come in, we do really, really engaging work with our clients is to be able to just operationalize that. We run the entire program. We put everything from what we call the enterprise resource team together to make sure that team has the proper leadership. We'll put either a contract or an FTE workforce in place for the client, and then we'll make sure that we manage it like a service, just like a service cloud, okay? So if you think about Salesforce.com, that's your sales and marketing technology cloud. We're the talent cloud. We're the people that will power that for them. So being able to provide that the team as a service, it allows that innovator to keep innovating, talking about the next feature or benefit of their product, of their strategy, and not necessarily worrying about operationalizing. So that's where we've really had great success with our clients over the last 6 years.
You're saying things that make a lot of sense that I think because you got to tell a story and use metaphors to get people to really, I think, hit the concept home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people know the software as a service concept. And, you know, you just said team as a service.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so I really like that. And it's a good metaphor, I think, to have it have people click about what you do, you know.
Right.
How many people currently work here?
We have 300 in the U.S. and about 100 outside the U.S.
Yes, sir. And you just started the company. I got to reread your bio. 2012?
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, okay.
So June 28th, 2012 was the moment that we said, you know what, we're going to build a company based on execution. Strategy is fantastic. You know, marketing is a key aspect of business. But you know what? We see a gap in the market. Our clients generally run into problems on the execution side. So our business is built around being able to provide that talent cloud to execute the vision, to execute the programs that our clients envision.
Awesome. Listeners, I'm here with Leo Linder from Emerge. He has a Rochester Top 100 company, number 5 this year. And if your company needs outsourced anything, but it's, you know, sales, marketing, what are the other categories? Is it IT?
IT from an enablement standpoint,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
So anything having to do with the growth side of your business, and IT is a piece of it. It's hard to grow your business without an IT counterpart. And a lot of times that takes the form of analytics, you know, both advanced predictive and prescriptive analytics, segmentation, meaning descriptive analytics. But other times it can be as simple as desktop support, right? I mean, so...
Very cool. Yeah. Team as a service. I love it. So, So you seem like a guy that is a lifelong learner. It seems like you're trying to, I'm assuming, because just the vibe I get at this place is that you're all about continual learning, staying on the cutting edge. I imagine you go to seminars, read books, maybe you're in some groups. What do you do to keep your brain on the cutting edge of business?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think the first thing is keep an open mind, because everybody in our organization, our clients, we all can learn from each other. So I think that's my greatest source of inbound knowledge, and it's just opening my eyes and listening a little bit. So that's probably the first thing that I try to consciously learn from is the other people I engage with. The second is I try to seek out people that that I think can teach me something. And I know that sounds personal, but I've challenged the organization with that as well. So it's, let's get out there and see our customers. You know, even though we can do business over the phone, get out, learn with them, get into meetings, you know, flex that travel budget, get in front of people, because that to me is the best way, human to human, that we can learn, because we're using all of our senses to absorb and understand what it is that they're teaching us. Even if it's, and Malcolm Gladwell, for instance, I like his book, Blink.
Blink, yeah.
He's one of my favorite authors. There's thin slicing that's going on, right? Every moment we're learning more and more about the human condition, because what drives our business is really empathy and authenticity. So if we're truly trying to be authentic with the person we're engaging and speaking with, then they'll receive that and they'll learn from it and they'll learn more about us than anything we can tell. And whether we're talking about, you know, how to wax our skis or something in business, that learning, that knowledge transfer happens human to human much more intimately in person. That's just my, that's my belief. So in-person engagement. And then, of course, I think, you know, reading and, you know, thank goodness for audiobooks, right? Because I can triple my intake of books per month. But
what books are on your audio list right now that you're listening to?
Sapiens by Yuval Harari. It was a fantastic read. I'm almost through it, and there's actually a second. A sequel to the book that I can't wait.
You put it here, A Brief History of Humankind. So tell me a little bit more about that book, because maybe I'll add it to my list here.
Sure. I think what it does is it goes through humankind history, and it just teaches me, it's taught me a little bit about the fundamentals of how humans work and interact. For instance, one of the factoids that I picked up is that we work best with in groups of 150 or less, right? Just because that's how many people from a personal relationship that we can build. So essentially departments, cultures, programs are generally built in circles of 150 or less. And so when I think organizationally how we build our company, it really fortifies, I think, our perspective of leadership and making sure that we're building leaders, teaching people how to teach, because no single person or voice can actually communicate and engage a person, you know, on the edge of a company. You know, some of our customers have, 50, 60,000 employees. And so I think what we can bring to the mix is understanding how the boundaries of just our human condition can limit culture, right? So let's understand how we operate as humans or sapiens and adapt for it, right? And take that out, take that potential challenge out of the mix.
Great. I got to check out that book. Once again, it's called Sapiens by, how did you say his name, Yuval Harari?
Yes, Yuval Harari.
Yeah, all right, very good. Well, that's great. I never heard about that book, so it's good to hear about a new book. So you've grown so fast. You started a company 5-6 years ago, right? 2012. You're up to 300-400 people worldwide now. Just from a curiosity perspective, entrepreneur to entrepreneur, like, how do you grow a company so fast? Like, how do you set up the infrastructure to build the HR process and hiring and like hiring good people to make this happen, and then getting the customers to support it all. I mean, I think for most entrepreneurs to do that in 5 or 6 years feels a little overwhelming. So give us your secret.
Sure. Talent first. So talent recruiting, development, engagement has to come first, because regardless of what we do for our clients, we have to make sure that we have the right team in place for us. And right is relative. You know, there's a great quote that I've sort of, you know, built a perspective on, and that is excellence is really a way of life and success is highly contextual, right? So as long as everybody coming into the organization is focused on being excellent for themselves, their lives, and our clients, then success simply becomes a matter of the collision principle, being in the right place at the right time. So as long as we're bringing people into the organization that are aligned with that level of giving and excellence, then things generally work out and you can just move faster.
Great. Great advice. And you have to be, I think, the right person that will be able to attract the talent that you're looking for, right? I mean, you know, there's a Sicilian phrase that says the fish rots from the head down, right? So
yes.
If you're a bad leader, there goes the rest of the organization. You're going to probably attract rotten people, right? But conversely, if you are a fish with a nice fresh head, as I'll say you are, you're going to just attract people that want to be around a leader that not only is a nice guy, but going to challenge them in a positive way to be their best. I think the majority of people do want to work hard, do want to enjoy what they do want to be, you know, proud of their work, put their fingerprint, put their stamp on their work every day. and they're doing it certainly for covering the base of a salary, but most people want to do more than that. And if you look at Daniel Pink's research, once you get to a certain level of salary, it doesn't matter too much anymore. Beyond that, people want to feel appreciated, feel creative, feel that they have some ownership and really can make a difference. And so as I get the vibe of this place, I think that's what you got going on over here. So congratulations.
Thank you. We look for humble, hungry, and people smart. And yeah. We talk about people smart, that's essentially, EIQ.
Yeah.
And, we give the team tools to measure that. The entrepreneurial spirit that comes out of letting people, act out on their visions and of what being an entrepreneur is all about has worked out for us.
And you've said, and you used the term earlier in the interview, intrapreneur. Right, mm-hmm. So allowing people to be entrepreneurial within the company, so they not necessarily own it, but they're allowed to be entrepreneurial in their role. So, Leo, believe it or not, I'm looking at the time, and I have to give you an award. I feel like this is the fastest interview I've ever had, but it's been the same amount of time as the others. Not to diminish everybody else, but this has been a fantastic, fun interview. Time flies when you're having fun. Maybe that's the best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being on the show. I know you're a busy guy and appreciate your time.
It's been my pleasure.
And Leo, if anybody wants to get in touch with you for business or just inspiration, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
GoEmerge.com.
Okay, so go there and they find you there and they could contact you from there.
Yes, Leo@GoEmerge.com. There you go.
Pretty easy.
There you go.
Yeah. Is it Leo or is it Leonardo? What's your real name?
It's only Leo. My mom only gave me three letters.
All right, that's good. Keep it simple, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Leo, thanks again for being on the show. I appreciate
thank
it. We'll have you back in a year to check the forward progress, all right?
Perfect, thank you.
And thank you, Avanti listeners. Appreciate you listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. And quickly, if you or someone you know would like to be on the show, I'm always looking for business leaders, owners, or movers and shakers, please throw me an email at david@davidmamano.com. And that is a little more complicated than Leo. It's MAMMANO, david@davidmamano.com. And once again, make sure to check us on the web at davidmamano.com or avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR. Diabetes.